to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You have to play the media coverage to get your message out. And the Aiken thing is a perfect example of that. I think that story is a big plus for Romney right now. Because the story is not that some kooky Republican congressman running for the Senate said something stupid. That was the first story. Now the story is that the responsible leaders of the Republican Party, Romney and McConnell and Ryan and all of them, are piling on Aiken to withdraw, and he won't. And that really sends a message to pro-choice women that they don't need to be afraid of Mitt Romney, that they don't have to vote for Obama because of that. And I think Romney is spinning this beautifully, and it's defanging the fear motivation in getting Democrats out to vote, particularly Democratic women, out to vote for Obama.
Here's political commentator Dick Morris, who says the Todd-Aiken controversy is going to work out very well, in fact, for Mitt Romney. Aiken and the presidential race, top two items this week on the countdown. We're going to go through the numbers from number one to number 10 in this hour. In Focus, the week ending Friday, the 24th of August, in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen with this unique rundown of the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the folks at Talkers.com. Number 10, the naked Vegas vacation that Prince Harry took. Number 9, new NFL rules. Number 8, the CBO prediction, not too good for our fiscal future. Number 7 is Egypt. Number 6, immigration reform. Number 5, the SEAL Team 6 book about the bin Laden killing. Number 4 is what's going on in general in Afghanistan. Number 3, all the hoopla about the West Nile virus. Number 2 is Todd Aiken. Number 1, the presidential race. So let's get started with host Dom Giordano talking to Paul Ryan about the debate over Medicare and what happens to it if Mitt Romney wins in November.
Congressman Ryan, we all know that no one over 55 is going to be affected by the Romney-Ryan plan, but can you be as wonkish as you want? Let's drill down and talk about the second bone of contention, the fact that we hear that choice will be involved here for seniors about sticking with Medicare or going with something else. Give me all the details on that.
Sure. Well, first of all, let's not forget the fact, Tom, that Obamacare takes $716 billion out of Medicare to pay for Obamacare. And among those cuts are a program called Medicare Advantage. 38% of seniors in Pennsylvania get their Medicare this way. And according to Medicare itself, 47% of the seniors on this program are going to lose that benefit. That translates into a $3,600 cut to Medicare seniors who are on Pennsylvania's Medicare Advantage plan within 5 years. And so this will restrict choices for current seniors and lead to fewer services, more out-of-pocket costs. What we're saying is don't do that. Don't treat Medicare like a piggy bank. Don't take money from Medicare for Obamacare. Don't put a new board of bureaucrats in charge of cutting Medicare that will lead to denied care for seniors, which is what Obamacare also does. And leave it alone for people in or near retirement. But for those of us who are below 55, who are facing a bankrupt program, there are bipartisan reforms that have been offered in Congress. I'm a champion of those reforms. They originated from the Clinton Commission in the late 90s on how to save Medicare, which offer future seniors more choices in a system that works just like what members of Congress and federal employees have. You get a list of guaranteed comprehensive coverage options, including traditional Medicare, that you choose. Then Medicare subsidizes your premiums based on who you are. If you're a wealthy person, you won't get as much of a subsidy as if you're a middle-income person. And if you're a low-income person or if you have high health problems, high illnesses, total coverage. And so we believe by giving the patient the power to choose among their health care providers, have providers, insurers, doctors, hospitals compete against each other for the beneficiary's business, that's the best way to increase quality and lower costs as opposed to Obamacare, which is a board of 15 bureaucrats, price-controlling providers, leading to denied care for seniors, or restricting current seniors' access to the Medicare Advantage plans they've chosen. 38% of all Pennsylvania seniors chose that in Pennsylvania alone.
Up next, more from the campaign trail, including a possible October surprise when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's
That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television, and the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at IBM.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
The hot hits in talk radio, all of them for this week. So let's see, we're moving from number one. Well, let's stick around. Let's stick to number one for a while. Presidential race on the countdown. Host Todd Feinberg and Jeff Kuhner talk about what might be up President Obama's sleeve as an October surprise.
There's word of an October surprise that the way... Well, first off, let me say this. I'm sure you heard that University of Colorado does an analysis every 4 years of the presidential election, and they have predicted accurately since 1980 every presidential election, and guess who? University of Colorado political scientists say is going to win this election easily.
Mitt Romney.
So given that, if they say that's true, and they're sitting there in the Obama White House saying, don't bother me with policy. We did that a couple of years ago. We're trying to win re-election. And it's impossible. We're looking at the numbers. There's no way to win re-election. We've got to pull a rabbit out of the hat. What do we do? And you're Jeff Kuhner. You're their political advisor. You are Dr. Evil. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, Jeff, is to figure out some scheme to rob victory from the pit bull jaws of defeat. What do you suggest to the Obama team? David Axelrod's there. David Plouffe is there. Michelle is there, the boss of the whole operation. What do you tell them?
Bomb Iran.
Bomb Iran. We bomb Iran, or we have the Israelis. What's this game, Jeff?
Well, no, the ideal thing would be, if you're asking now Dr. Evil, Dr. Strangelove, sort of sitting around and thinking, okay, how do I get my president reelected, regardless of morality, come hell or high water, regardless of the national interest, regardless of the good of the American people? I say, Mr. President, the American people always rally around the commander-in-chief. They rally around the flag in a time of war.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of tension now building in the Middle East. We know Israel is mortally threatened by Iran. Don't wait till after November. now is the time to bomb Iran.
Well, this would not be a traditional war in the sense of, you know, the Japanese bomb Pearl Harbor, sure. Everybody's with the president. Patriotism rises. But we went through the Bush years and the attack in Iraq, the attack in Afghanistan. Iraq just finished. Afghanistan is still going full throttle. As a matter of fact, it took, I think it took 10 years to get the first 1,000 deaths, and in the last couple we've had another 1,000. It's worse. So it might be there's not an appetite for an unprovoked attack in the eyes of the American people.
Todd, normally I'd say you're right. The country is now exhausted. We are now suffering from war fatigue. We are losing the war in Afghanistan. In fact, I think the American public has just tuned out completely to the detriment of our troops. I feel bad for them. They're dying and bleeding in the caves and mountains of Afghanistan, and hardly many Americans even know about it. But the fact of the matter is, the world knows that Ahmadinejad is the Hitler of our time. The world knows that Iran is on the verge of building a nuclear bomb. The world knows that the Jews of Israel now fear for their very existence. And so if the United States, if Obama said, you know what, let's say October 15th, 2 weeks before or 2.5 weeks before the election, let's unleash the winds of war. Let's unleash the dogs of war and bomb Iran's nuclear facilities. Every time a president has launched a military intervention, whether it be Reagan in Grenada, Bush 1 in Iraq, Clinton in Kosovo or in Bosnia, Afghanistan and Iraq initially under Bush, their poll numbers go way up.
Talk radio caller reaction to the ongoing debate over Mitt Romney's refusing to release any more of his tax records.
I'm a Democrat, but I'm calling to complain about the president. I think that he is too planted in his position to keep talking about past tax returns. I wish that he would just admit that, well, we're not going to get that, so let's work with what we've got. What have we got? We've got 2010, which is a huge, hundreds of page documents, which clearly shows that, which would clearly show that all of these different tax loopholes and things that we hate coming out of the Congress, Romney's got people in there loving those tax loopholes and those different kinds of tricks. And then let's look at 2011. Why is he not yet finished? This is almost the end of August here. Most of us had to be finished on April 15th. We had to work hard, but you know what? We didn't have as much that we had to do. So what is he having to finish? What is all this work that his accountants are doing that we cannot yet see? I feel that there's plenty for the administration to work with in these 2 years, but they just have to work on their mindset and get flexible.
It goes to the character of the individual and his integrity. And I think that everybody is talking about it, President Obama's transcript. I haven't heard of any other president being asked about the transcript, nor about Mr. Romney's transcript. So that all goes back to honesty, integrity, you know what I mean, and character. And this guy has no character. He's lied from the beginning and he lied to the end.
When a person has to put money in offshore banks, Switzerland and Cayman Islands, then there has to be some suspicion as to how he's operating. Now, here's a man, very rich, and he's going to buy the White House. And since he's going to buy it, he said, don't bother me. I can give you as much as I need to. I don't have enough information to know of his character in handling his business. I need more information. I wouldn't vote for a person who stashed money in offshore accounts.
Up next, immigration reform and a conversation about gun control after 3 shootings this week. All up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing with our Talk Radio review, we're up to number 2, the Missouri Congressman Todd Akin's faux pas. I guess that may be the way it's referred to in a relatively general sense. Here's host Keith Larson talking about Akin trying to blame this entire thing on the liberal news media.
That Akin guy, he's blaming this whole swirl over the liberal media. This Akin guy. Hey, dude, good luck with that. Not this time. Sorry. But, you know, it'll work. I mean, he's coming from an extreme far-right, social conservative, evangelical. He has said, his people have said that he's going to ride this out and see if, while it looks like a lot of the, let's say, Republican world wants him to quit the race there in Missouri. This is the guy who, you know, legitimate rape comments. He wants to see if the nature of what he was saying doesn't actually ring the bell louder with the evangelical side of the party, get him more support, and so he's going to see if he can ride it out, which, you know, fine for him, good for him. I mean, that's a legitimate strategy to see if that can happen. But to try to, he's going to pull the thing now that it's the liberal media. Yeah, okay. So the wacky liberal media is prompting Mitt Romney and John Cornyn from Texas, and who else? Everybody else to say that he should get out of the race, that it's terrible. So, but you see, to the group that he's appealing to, the evangelical side of the party, they'll love this. Yeah, he's not a jackass. This isn't a stupid thing to say. It's that wacky liberal media.
West Nile virus outbreak is number 3 on the countdown. Here's host John Hines with Dave Neitzel from the Minnesota Department of Health about just how serious this outbreak is or not.
How serious is this in our area? How serious should we be taking this, Dave?
Well, we certainly want folks to know that West Nile virus is out there and that we're having probably our busiest year for West Nile cases in the last 5 years here in Minnesota. So people that spend a lot of time outside at dusk and dawn, it's a good time to put on that mosquito repellent.
My question is this. We're talking about a spike in West Nile cases. Is there a reason behind that? Has it had to do with the weather that we've been having this summer, or perhaps more so the weather that we had last winter?
Well, actually, there are a number of factors that go into the risk in any given year, but all other things being equal, warmer years equal greater risk for West Nile virus. Warm weather, kind of an early warm-up in the spring and early condition, or warm weather that continues throughout the summer helps to amplify the virus in the mosquitoes. It also leads to more generations of mosquitoes, so there's just more virus and more mosquitoes to transmit the virus.
I'm going forward then, as we look towards like next summer season, I know I'm jumping way out there. If we have a more harsh winter, will that slow down, or has it really had to do with that spring mosquito breeding season in the summer months that follow?
Yeah, it's more the early warm-up and then the persisting warm weather that would be a factor. The mosquito that transmits West Nile virus here in Minnesota is actually one that doesn't die during the winter. It overwinters in a dormant stage. It's kind of different than most of our mosquitoes that are killed by the frost.
What can we do for ourselves? I mean, to take a greater precaution. I mean, is it just the repellents alone? Is that what we need to do?
Yeah, well, I think knowing when and where you're at risk. The highest risk part of the state is actually western and central Minnesota, more the open agricultural parts of the state. And in the Twin Cities here, we're kind of right on the edge of the risk area for West Nile virus. But in any of those areas, if you're out at dusk or dawn, it's a good time to wear mosquito repellents. We still recommend repellents that contain DEET, up to 30% DEET. Keep those mosquitoes away. And there are some alternatives too, but DEET still works the best.
When I think about the mosquito control district and where we live here, we've grown up with it, I think about them spraying and being proactive in the springtime. Do they continue their efforts to try to reduce the population of mosquitoes throughout the summer season?
Sure, they continue throughout the summer, and they do a lot of monitoring for the types of mosquitoes that could transmit West Nile virus and focus a lot of their control efforts on those mosquitoes, so that helps.
Let's take some calls, 800-510-8255. This is outrageous. All right, so we'll take some of your calls on that and then continue on from number 4 to number 10 in the next half hour of the countdown.
When your child was a baby, you were careful to provide the right nutrition for a growing mind.
I'm going to school now, Mom. Don't forget your lunch.
Even though your child is older now, it's still important to support their brain development. That's why every mom should know about Children's Omegables, the supplement with essential omega-3 fish oil to support healthy brain function in your child. Science shows us that omega-3 fish oil is vital to your child's developing mind, yet many children are missing out on this powerful ingredient. Children's Omegables brings omega-3 back to your child's diet in a delicious formula they'll love.
Class, who was the second president of the United States? Yes, Daniel?
John Adams?
Very good.
Children's Omegables, the smart choice for healthy brain development. Try it risk-free today. Just call 1-800-728-1676. That's 1-800-728-1676. Call 1-800-728-1676.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Moving along now on the countdown for the week ending Friday, the 24th of August. Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Afghanistan is number four, having been through number three, which is the West Nile virus conversation. Todd Akins is two. The presidential race is number one. Here's Shepard Smith talking to journalist Judith Miller about a recent attack on General Martin Dempsey's plane. He's chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in Afghanistan.
The biggest problem with this thing is this sort of plane goes in and out of Bagram every day, all the time.
Right.
How in the world could they have known that this was the plane of the head of the Joint Chiefs?
Well, I think the supposition has got to be that they had inside information, that this was a target, aim here. But, Shep, we do know that they have about one of these attacks every 2 weeks. So clearly somebody's giving these people information about what's going on inside Bagram and the other places that are being targeted by insurgents, the Taliban, or just disgruntled Afghan soldiers. The amazing thing is the increase in what they call these insider or green on blue attacks. We now have 40 dead Americans this year.
And for what? What is the goal now? The goal now is to get out by 2014, right? That's it. There's no goal. There's no win. It's just, yes, people are going to die while we wait to get out.
Well,
how much sense does this make?
We're continuing to kill Afghan leaders.
Good. That should help things long term.
But this has been too much for at least two ISAF or NATO members. New Zealand announced this week that it is pulling, it's accelerating the withdrawal of its 140 soldiers.
There's pressure for us to do that as well, isn't there?
There is, but the president in his press conference said yesterday that this is actually, in the long run, will be better because we're going to continue to train Afghan forces. And in the meantime, we're going to ensure that all American soldiers are carrying their personal weapons with them. And they've instituted a program called Guardian Angel, which means that no American soldier is going to be alone with his Afghan counterpart. It does raise some very serious questions about how the people we're supposedly trying to help and save and secure against the Taliban really feel about us.
And really feel about the whole prospect of being safe and secure. I mean, maybe we didn't realize 12 years ago that they don't want anybody over there.
Surely we realize it now.
Well, I was there as a guest of the Taliban. I was there afterwards, and one thing was always very clear to me. The Afghans don't like any foreigners on their soil. They want to do this themselves, if it's to be done at all.
All right, well, a couple of things. May I make a sort of an observation here for you or with you? 800-510-8255, by the way, connects with us with your thoughts. Email to doug@dougstefan.com. First of all, Shepard Smith supposedly is a journalist, i.e. A news anchor. For him to get invected the way he did there is extraordinarily inappropriate. Having said that, he's right. What are we doing there? What a ridiculous outrage. Perhaps this is part of the thinking that brings people around to thinking about the so-called revolution. At any rate, that's something that will be popping around in the next week or so, by the way, the discussion of the word revolution and how people are being chased around by the government who use it on radio programs, television programs, in print, in public, et cetera, et cetera. That's another discussion, as I said, though. Let's move to number five on this week's countdown, the SEAL Team 6 book. Here's host Bruce St. James, along with Pamela Hughes and Rob Hunter. They talk about this book, which will be out, I think, September 11th, whether anybody is going to believe the author was really a member of the SEAL team. And that's a question. Actually, I haven't thought about that at all. I figure this information, it will be, I suppose, easily, well, not maybe particularly easily, but it'll be checkable. The Bin Laden death. Here's the discussion.
There is a book coming out, and it is alleged, I should say, because we don't know for sure, right, to be written by a member of SEAL Team 6. The book is called No Easy Day, the first-hand account of the mission that killed Osama bin Laden, the autobiography of a Navy SEAL. It's written by Mark Owen. That is not his real name. That is a pseudonym. They admit to that. So they claim that Mark Owen, pseudonym for Navy SEAL, was, quote, one of the first men through the door on the third floor of the terrorist leader's hideout and was present at the death of Osama bin Laden. So this book is going to be coming out. This guy is going to be doing a press tour in disguise. Yes.
How's that going to work?
I have no idea.
I hope he has one of those big noses on with the glasses,
with
the
glasses
mustache.
And the fake mustache.
That would be pretty cool.
I'm in disguise. That would be all
his
kinds
voice
of awesome.
Sounds really weird.
Yeah. He went through the
computer
vocoder or whatever. Am I to believe that this is true? Am I to believe that a member of the Navy SEALs is going to write a book about this? Do you buy this?
I have a hard time buying it. I guess for me, I'd like to think that I personally hold Navy SEALs to a higher standard. You see what they go through.
But what do you mean a higher standard?
Well, I mean, to become a Navy SEAL, it's not easy.
Okay,
you are the best of the best in that area. And therefore, I would think that they hold themselves to a very high standard. I think we as Americans hold them to a high standard. And this isn't something that we typically hear of coming from anybody within, like, special forces.
Well, you say that, but there's been plenty of members of the military who've written books that have been controversial. There's been members that have talked about atrocities committed by American servicemen. They've written books about it. So the idea that a military man or woman writing a revealing book about the military, that's not new. You just think the SEALs are a level past that?
Me personally, I do. It's just my perspective of the situation. And I think it's interesting because they actually had to have the book vetted by a former special operations attorney because you got to be careful here. If this is a U.S. Navy SEAL and they reveal some information that's classified,
well, that could be against the law, right?
They could be criminally held responsible, at the very least lose security clearance.
Yeah.
And it just kind of goes back to the whole idea of there's been a lot of leaks in D.C. lately. Like, nothing seems to be sacred.
No, I mean, you know, that's a lot of controversy around the new movie that's coming out in December called Zero Dark Thirty. It's about this very mission. Supposedly, the White House told the filmmakers and the writers of the film what happened and gave them some details. Of course, the White House denies it. And all stuff. But the question I think has had is there enough time in between here?
It's just over a year, right?
This is probably the most well-known mission the Navy SEALs have ever carried out. Right?
Well, most of the missions that the Navy SEALs
don't know about.
We've never heard of and you never will.
Well, they killed the most wanted man in the entire
Without
world. It's been most wanted since 1998, before the September 11th attacks. You know, they shot him dead. So do we have the right to know what some of these details are?
800-510-8255. Do you want to know the details? I think there are a lot of people who still want to see a body or see pictures of a body. However, that seems to, other than that, is there any other reasonable reason to keep talking about this? Yeah, the movie trailer actually is pretty interesting. If you've been to the theater lately, it's out and looks like a movie that I'd go see. You'd probably go see it, too. 800-510-8255 as we move up the ladder, counting from number 1 to number 10 on the countdown this hour. Number 6, a continuing conversation on immigration reform, if that's the right word, reform. Here's host John McGinnis with a discussion about a move in California to extend driver licenses to illegals.
Over the years, there have been a number of efforts made to extend driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. And in fact, the law has been largely diluted as it relates to the course of action to be taken on the part of the state when somebody drives a car without the benefit of a driver's license to support the fact that they have gone through the proper steps and learned how to drive a car, understand the rules of the road, can speak and understand, I should say not speak necessarily, but understand English to the extent that they can read road signs, understand the rules of the road, and hopefully comply with those rules. For as far back as I can remember, the law was, yeah, you got to be licensed, and if you're not, and you're stopped, or involved in a traffic collision, or stopped in a sobriety checkpoint, for any of those kind of issues to take place, a stop for probable cause because you've violated a vehicle code provision, you're involved in a traffic collision, or you're stopped at a DUI checkpoint, if you're unlicensed, the law said that the police shall separate you from your car. Because there's a great degree of predictability that you pose an extraordinary threat to the safety and lives of other motorists on the highway by virtue of the fact that you're not a licensed driver. It's not picking on somebody because of the color of their skin or place of national origin. It's because they mathematically show that they pose a much higher threat to your safety and mine on the highway. 4 times more likely to cause a fatal or serious injury traffic collision than their licensed counterparts. So that law was quashed by the California legislature just very recently. In fact, it takes effect the first of the year. Other efforts along the lines, very, very transparent. And again, it goes back to the leader of this is Gil Cedillo, who's a nice enough fellow. But his goal, very clearly, while espousing people who come here need to have evidence of the fact that they are legal drivers, they can get a driver's license, show that they understand the rules of the road, have insurance, be held to the same standard. Well, that doesn't quite wash because now that law has been gutted to the extent that they're still not going to be separated from their cars, even though, as of now, as a result of the president's executive order on, which is effectively amnesty for those people who have come here illegally, people who fall into the criteria that fits the president's plan, and it's referred to as deferred action. And they're now in a position where, by virtue of this change in administrative process at the Department of Motor Vehicles, they will enjoy the issuance of a California driver's license if they can pass the basic requirements, which are not exactly a difficult hurdle to clear. And with that comes a piece of identification that has been, as far back as I can remember, absolutely relied upon and treated as evidence of citizenship.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. 800-510-8255, extending driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. There's the second reason in our conversation today for work on some kind of a revolution, is it not? 15 minutes before the hour, a report from Egypt, number 7 this week, is what's going on in Egypt and how things have changed there dramatically. And so you'll hear this report, or at least part of it, because the whole thing didn't make it, and I'll explain why in a moment here on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. We used our global buying power to negotiate unheard-of deals direct from the mills, and that means our already low flooring prices just got lower. For the first time, all of our laminates are marked down to an incredible 20% off. Our best-selling bamboo flooring is 10% off. Ballowood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry is 10% off. That's 10 to 20% off our already low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Bed bugs are a year-round problem, but if you're gearing up for travel or vacation, you may be at an increased risk of bringing these most unwanted souvenirs home. A 2011 national survey of pest professionals conducted by the National Pest Management Association found that a whopping 99% of respondents encountered bedbug infestations in that year, and 80% encountered bedbugs specifically in hotels and motels. Since bedbugs remain the hardest pest to treat, infestations can easily grow out of control. According to the National Pest Management Association, increased public awareness, education, and vigilance are key in detecting and preventing bedbug infestations, as these pests tend to travel undetected from place to place, breed quickly, and remain one of the most challenging to treat. Bedbugs are equal opportunity pests and are not a result of poor sanitation. So whether you're staying at a motel or five-star hotel, check your surroundings. To find more information about bedbugs or locate a pest professional near you, visit www.pestworld.org.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
800-510-8255. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show review in this hour of the stories, the topics, the things that approach the top of the heap, if you will, conversationally. And because Egypt is number 7, this may be a very interesting representation of what's going on. Here's host Tony Cruz with Middle East correspondent Edward Uranian. They are talking about Islamist militants using the Egyptian government to try to attack Israel. But the report isn't finished.
Let me get back to these militants that attacked the Egyptian government. These were Islamic militants. Are these believed to be Muslim Brotherhood militants? Is this Al-Qaeda? Is this something different?
Well, this is part of the problem. It's very difficult to identify them. I think what I would say is that the people up in Gaza tend to be blending with some of the Bedouins in the northern Sinai. So it's becoming sort of a more homogenous group of militants. Mm-hmm. Of course, they all have different names and different sort of ideological ideologically they aren't that different, but certainly they have somewhat different rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
So all of them generally don't like Israel, and all of them generally want to step up their activities against Israel.
So they wouldn't mind having a war by proxy by using the Egyptian government to get into it with Israel, but that would solve some things for them, they think.
Well, it's certainly a complicated situation, perhaps along the lines you're describing. It's impossible to verify, of course, what's happening, but the Hamas movement in Gaza has traditionally had close ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, and they sort of want to box their
I think we just lost our friend Edward Uranian there.
We lost him. I'm sorry about that.
Sent an email to the host saying that this is the first time the government or some element of the government cut off a report that he was sending back. So you can see what sort of respect they have for the news media over there.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
For those of you who were listening to the countdown just a few minutes ago, the correspondent from CBS who got cut off by apparently Islamist militants who are in charge, or at least active in the government, Iranian sent an email to this host, Tony Cruz, said, quote, "I was afraid they weren't going to like what I was saying, and they didn't. That's the first time they've actually cut the line on me. I guess it's part of the general erosion of the availability of news and information to come from Egypt. So Egypt's government is changing, or at least it would appear that things are changing there pretty dramatically. Speaking of that, number eight this week on our countdown has to do with the fiscal realities in our country from the Congressional Budget Office. Here's a conversation John Sanchez had on his radio program with financial analyst Stuart Quint. They talk about the report from the CBO.
Give me your latest impression, guess, whatever you want to call it, as to what's going to happen with the fiscal cliff issue.
Well, I think the easiest call is that it's highly unlikely anything will be done about it until after November election.
Right.
I think after November elections, the question is, do you get anything done in a lame duck, you know, session?
Mm-hmm.
It depends who wins the presidency, who wins the Senate. Probably the Republicans keep the House, so that probably doesn't change a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the question, because you have a couple things. So one is you've got most of the fiscal cliff. So the fiscal cliff is basically lower government spending, higher government taxes. And some people would say, well, lower government spending, maybe that's a good thing. But the problem is that you have a very weak economy. And if you look at what they're talking about, the fiscal cliff, so in other words, it's the impact of lower government activity and more government taxes being taken out of the private sector, out of the economy, from the consumer and business.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that do to growth? So some estimates would have it, you know, it could be anywhere between 2 and 5% of GDP. So you're talking about GDP going from 2 to -0.5. They're saying, well, it's probably about a 3. Maybe you have a little offset from, you know, housing continues to gradually recover a little bit and some other stuff.
I think it's really going to, the call is going to come down to how much do businesses and to some extent consumers lose confidence if they continue to see government inertia on coming up with any fiscal package. Now, I think that initially in the first quarter, you will get some slowdown because one of the portions of the tax increases is the alternative minimum tax, the AMT, that's going to go into effect on a bunch of people if nothing is done during the lame duck session.
Right.
You could, in theory, bring back the Bush tax cuts or, you know, some of the other things, but the AMT would be kind of late to reverse that. Mm. And I think that's in the near term, that's what we're watching for. I think medium term is seeing a very credible deficit plan so that we're not looking like Spain or Greece in another year.
All right, so there's something we worry or we don't worry. Number nine, I'm not sure you're worried about this much. If you're an NFL fan, you may be interested in the new rules from the NFL. Here's host Bob Wisniewski talking to a caller about it.
Hello there, Jeffrey. How are you?
Hey, I want to preface this first by saying that my opinion does not supplant personal responsibility and culpability.
Okay.
However, mm-hmm. how hypocritical is it of a league that promotes alcohol through so many commercials and profits by it, not to hold the teams responsible, but hold fans personally responsible for their behavior? I think it's horribly hypocritical and, quite frankly, disingenuous to create a policy that punishes fans.
Okay, but it only punishes fans who are unruly and maybe need to be punished.
And I don't disagree. I mean, I've been to so many of these games and dealt with so many of these sorts of issues in all sports, but I honestly, football has been the worst. Lions games are very difficult. I've been very hesitant, as badly as my 9-year-old son has wanted to go to a game, to take him to one because of some of the behavior. But still, even though those fans misbehave, that organization and that league is popularizing alcohol in the way that it promotes its league.
All right. So there's some hypocrisy. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, in weeks to come. Prince Harry's Vegas vacation, number 10. Here are a couple of hosts talking about whether this is real or not.
Should we be scandalized by this, and should this be something that we think of as being an embarrassment
to the
royal family?
He's only second in line, right?
Right.
He's only second in line. There's always the serious prince and the fun prince.
He's two heartbeats away.
He's two heartbeats. Yeah.
He's two heartbeats away from the completely non-important symbolic throne. I was thinking about this morning, and I was thinking, you know, he already dressed up like Hitler once, or at least in a Nazi uniform.
I know this is one of those who cares things. Kind of fun to talk about, but are you surprised it's number 10 this week? There it is, a review of the top 10.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.